When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
You walk away with a silver medal, which is an incredible accomplishment. Can you take any pride in that?
No. I don't like to lose.
Now it's like I know what feeling I don't want to ever go through. He was talking about you crying and blah, blah, blah. Like,
go watch Floyd. Floyd was crying after he lost his
life. I don't ever want to feel that again. I don't want to ever lose. Like, I'm not cool with losing.
This is a TKO victory for Shakur Stevenson.
He's tough. He don't take no for an answer. So I got to beat it out of him.
Shakur, of course he the truth.
Teofimo not messing with him. I don't think Tank messing with him. Gary Russell Jr. ain't messing with him.
Hey, me right now, if you ask me, would I beat Floyd Mayweather back in the day, I'm going to say yes. And truthfully, really believe that.
I know my body. Yeah, I know Shakur's body. Shakur know my body. Do I step to you when we fight, yes or no?
No.
Do we step to each other, yes
no.
or
no? No.
The Southpaw version of Floyd Mayweather.
Oscar can't keep ducking. It's time for him to fight. It's me versus Oscar Valdez. There's nothing else to look forward to.
Canelo can't get in the ring fight for him. And even if he could, I feel like if me and Canelo's at the same weight, I feel like I'll beat him.
SDS Promotions.
I'm one of the best fighters in boxing.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo. Maybe we get a couple co-hosts. Who knows? Today, we're going to be discussing Kid Schofield, Kid Austin, Floyd Schofield, who calls out Shakur Stevenson, calls him soft, and has some choice words for Shakur. And obviously, the question is Floyd Schofield ready for Shakur Stevenson, and how will he do in the fight next? So this is what we're going to be talking about. Obviously, Floyd Schofield has a fight this Saturday where he has to take on Rene Tellis and get past that assignment before he can get anywhere near a Shakur Stevenson fight. But Schofield versus Grullón is scheduled for November 2nd. Saturday right here in the Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas. Bekmatir Mulatayev, whatever, Mulatayev, he's overweight. So, you know, he's not even able to win that WBA ranking that was on the line for his fight. But what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Don't forget to just go ahead and hit that thumbs up. Don't waste your time. You know, forgetting about it. Do it as soon as you get here to the live. Right now, we're at 233,314, and we're here to talk some boxing. Once again, we're talking Floyd Schofield and his call out of Shakur Stevenson. And we're asking you, the people, do you believe that Schofield is ready for Shakur Stevenson? Let's get to the audio. This is Schofield being interviewed live on the zone.
If everything goes according to plan, you've been calling out the big names. Who do you want to fight?
Like I said, I got to get through Renee first. You know, Renee's the first step. But, you know, Shakur, you do a little too much talking with them fingers. So I see you soon.
Shakur Stevenson, that's the one you want.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're soft.
Why do you say you're soft?
Because he typed too much. He do too much typing, don't do enough fighting. Like, that's it.
If everything goes according to plan, you've been calling out the big names. Who do you want to fight?
Like I said, I got to get through Renee first. You know, Renee's the first step. But, you know, Shakur, you do a little too much talking with them fingers. So I'll see you soon.
Shakur Stevenson, that's the one you want.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're soft.
Why do you say you're soft?
Because he typed too much. He do too much typing, don't do enough fighting. Like that's it.
Does too much typing, not enough fighting. Many would say, what has Schofield done? But I'd say that he's got the right energy, that's for sure. And I would love to see what he can do. Now, in terms of Zepeda, I don't think he's looking to duck. There is a WBC interim title on the line, if I'm not mistaken, for the William Zepeda and Tevin Farmer fight. I'll find that information out, but, you know, an interim would make him the direct mandatory and give him a different split versus a Shakur if you're Zepeda. So I don't see him avoiding that particular fight. We still don't know. For all we know, he could get a last-minute offer from Tank. And, you know, now that fight is off the table. Stop. Stop. So, what is the boxing world's thought? If Shakur, in 2025, fought William Zepeda and Floyd Schofield, would you consider that a good year for Shakur? Now, Zepeda Farmer will receive the WBC interim. So again, I don't think that William will be looking to duck Shakur. I think he's trying to put himself in a position where Shakur can't lowball offer him as the interim champion because the champion is now allegedly hurt with a hand. So the interim title goes on the line for this former champion versus top contender. I'm screen sharing the information here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. So there is an interim title on the line for the Zepeda versus Farmer fight. Indication that Zepeda may not duck, but you have to keep in mind that Zepeda is, highly ranked amongst all the sanctionings at 135. He is your number one across the board. Again, screen sharing that information. You see him number one to Denis Berancic, WBO champion. Number one to Vasyl Lomachenko, IBF champion. Number one and now potentially interim champion to WBC champion Shakur Stevenson. And number one to the money man in the division, Tank Davis. So, again, Shakur saying, you know, Zepeda may duck me, and that may be true in some arguments somewhere in the world. But if he got a Tank fight, that's not ducking. If he got a Loma fight, that's not ducking. Loma and Tank represent a little bit more than Shakur at the time. I can see people possibly not being satisfied with Zepeda if he chose the Denis Berancic route, but even still, that's also a champion. You can't duck a champion to fight a champion. It's just not ducking. I don't know, man. We have to, you know, be fair, right? But that being said, how do you think Schofield does against Shakur? How does he match up? And does he even fare up, or is it too soon? Do we have to wait to see what Saturday looks like? Does Saturday give us the information we need? Is that the sign that he's ready for Shakur, depending on how he can handle Renee? I don't know. Certainly if he gets a knockout over Renee, he's sending a message. But Renee just isn't that household name to, you know, get the attention of the casual fans. But we got Saint I Am with the fat $10 super chat. Yes, indeed. Good year for Shakur, guys, in his weight class. Young Hungry Lions with, quote unquote, power. So Saint believes if Shakur fights both Schofield and William in 2025, he would have a good year. What say you? What say you about this? Let us know if, you know, you think so. Phone lines are open. I got Discord available. Not many people there, so I'm going to go ahead and end it and restart it in case that wasn't working. And X-Space is also available. X-Space is also available if you guys want to call in. Go ahead and try to communicate there. Let me get a sound check on Discord. And once again, now the phone lines are also available. Landline, that is, if you want to call from your cell phone or landline and discuss today's topic. Once again, we're talking Floyd Schofield and his choice words for Shakur Stevenson, the three-division champion, the certainly proven champion. You know, obviously Schofield's words were he does a lot of tweeting and not enough fighting. And maybe some will side with what Schofield said as of late, but Shakur is a three-division champ, man. He is former unified. He's put it in. He's in a situation where, you know, where he's in this situation where he isn't the most popular. He's not necessarily doing all the right moves and has every fan, you know, behind him, but he is still very, you know, achieved, right? He's accomplished a lot in this sport in a short amount of time. He's still very young, only 26 years old and already a three-division champion. But all this means nothing if Floyd can't get past Rene Tellis in his 12-round fight. You know, Floyd is defending some version of that WBA. So, again, depending on how good he looks, you know, maybe we can see Gilberto Mendoza mandate this fight next year for him and Tank. And the smoke that he has for Shakur, that now gets turned to Tank, the bigger fight. I think that, you know, Schofield's in a good place, but that starts and ends with Saturday. If he doesn't look good Saturday, it's over. If he looks good Saturday, it's only the beginning, you know. It would be up from there. But if you haven't hit the thumbs up, oops, go ahead and do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. And it'll put this episode in the eyes of boxing fans that don't know we're rocking out every day, twice a day. But it is important that you share the show in order for new callers, potential listeners, and, you know, callers to voice their opinion can get wind that we do two topics per day. So right now we do need participation from the audience. If you're looking to call in, this is the time. If not, I reported on the news. I brought you a Friday show, and I tried my best. I did my best. There's my sound by that, man.
I do my best, but my best wasn't good enough.
So last call for alcohol. I understand it's Friday. If we have no participation, it is what it is. So if you're trying to call, keep the show going. Now is the time. If not, right back at it tomorrow for the live fight chat for the Schofield fight. We got Bo Rogers on the check-in. What's up?
What's good with you next? Champ, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Another day, another podcast, champ.
Word. So I don't understand why Schofield calling out Shakur right now, and they know that fight probably about 2 years away. That's get crazy. But you think I watched a couple of his fights. I try to catch him whenever he fight. He all right looking fighter, man. He looked pretty good. I seen him go back a little bit. I seen him come forward. He all right looking fighter. I don't know. He might be beat Shakur. Shakur really ain't. I really ain't seen him in there with nobody that was, I'd consider real dangerous for Shakur. But, you know, you got tape on Shakur, so Schofield should be able to damn do his thing. What's up with the dude that he fighting tomorrow night, though? I don't know that dude.
The dude he's fighting is a tough vet. He's a tough vet. Breaking news, we got some Shakur DMs being leaked. Shakur doesn't he doesn't like that Schofield is now, you know, instead of praising, saying he wants to fight. So he's showing DMs, excuse me, of when he used to praise. And here they are. This is Kid Schofield DMing Shakur saying, thanks for the work, champ. You are the goat emoji with the flex emoji. Shakur says, appreciate that, bro. He says, and Floyd comes back and says, no, I appreciate you and look forward to learning from you. You're the greatest boxer I've seen. Glad to be around you. See you next time. And Shakur, flex emoji, too cool for school. Two-tone. Oh, excuse me. Bo Rogers, you can finish up. Apologies.
Yeah. You know. Oh, I really have a lot to say, man. I just didn't want to show the end, man. I like to listen, see what I can learn and shit, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I bought you a little bit of time, you know what I'm saying? Schofield, I like to see him. I want to see what he do. But I don't think he can whoop on him. I think Shakur will be able to beat Zepeda if that fight happened. I want to see Zepeda and Shakur. That'll be a perfect matchup for me to see what both of them dudes are about. Because I do like both of them. I like Shakur. I like Zepeda. I like Schofield. Schofield and Zepeda. Zepeda might be too much for Schofield. I don't know though. Schofield, he one of those guys. He look good, man. If he get the big, like you said, if he can do what he's supposed to do in the next couple of fights, he got the look. So, you know, he should be able to make something happen, but I see a guy like him getting stolen and getting, you know, but they might be careful with him. They might know he's calling out some big fish. But that's about all I got for you.
You feel like it's your time.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. What up, Tom?
What's cracking? Happy Friday, TBV in the building.
Yes, sir.
Nasty work out here, huh? More DMs leaked. Shakur leaked my DMs asking for an interview. A poor content creator trying to find his way. Now we got just a poor content creator just trying to find my way in the business, man. Had the league. There's a big superstar boxing doing young, poor content creators dirty. Now you leaking a man that has a weird hairline. DMs. Floyd Schofield. It's terrible. Man can't even ask for a fight now? What's wrong with people asking for fights? I thought this was boxing. I wonder if Marvin Hagler would have leaked John the Beast Mugabe DMs back in the day.
I don't think they had DMs to leak back then. He would have to leak.
What was they writing? Letters?
He had to leak the letters and shit.
Pagers?
We got Mad Bet. $105. Daily dose of Tanquil. If Tank was a doctor, what would he be? Dr. Z's Tanquil. Tank Fool. New Year's 2025. Till infinity. Which route do you think Zepeda goes? This fight with Farmer is for an interim title, which would be an interim title to the WBC title that Shakur already has. So I'm not sure he's right about Zepeda ducking him, because, like, why are you getting a title? In my opinion, you're trying to get that interim so that they can't little boy you on the split. Because now as an interim champion, you're entitled to a certain percentage. But that doesn't mean that as the number one in all four sanctioning bodies, even as the interim, he can't turn his attention to, let's say, a Loma that may offer him something or a Tank that can offer him something. What's your, I guess, percentage on Zepeda sticking to the plan and fighting Shakur?
I don't think he's going to stick to the plan and fight Shakur Stevenson. As we know, William Zepeda has ducked Shakur Stevenson plenty of times. Let me say that again, because y'all act like we don't tell the truth up here. Zepeda has ducked Shakur Stevenson plenty of times, and he will duck again. Lomachenko, Zepeda, that intrigues me. That intrigues me. Loma will come out of retirement and fight Zepeda.
Is there enough money for Loma in that fight or motivation? Because he's not all money, right? But is that enough to get the old man away from the family, right? Like, you know, is it enough? I don't know. I don't know that the Zepeda fight can entice Loma to get away from the family and get back to hard training camps.
Yeah, I mean, for one, you don't have to get knocked out by Gervonta Tank Davis, stopped. Golden Boy, top rank, they do business together. And I think Lomachenko probably feels that there's some holes in Zepeda's game that he can go ahead and beat William Zepeda.
I think at 36 years old, I'm not choosing Zepeda. Like,
you're not choosing Zepeda?
Nah. I guess Shakur's a tougher fight, but who throws more punches? You know what I mean? So what's easier to figure out? The punches that you can see or the punches that you can see, but they're barely any? I mean, Zepeda just throws a lot. He just throws a lot. Like, if I'm Loma at 36, do I want to deal with that pressure? Or do I rather have a boxing match with Shakur that's a little less dangerous?
Well, a boxing match with Shakur, I don't know. That is a less dangerous fight. I don't know. I mean, what's the biggest money you think would be Tank? But Tank ain't gonna take no Zepeda fight.
I mean, if we talk about top rank, maybe it's Shakur Loma, Shakur Loma, because they only got Loma. If it's Golden Boy, Zepeda, Tank. If it's Atlas Sheik, Shakur, Tank. But yeah, I mean, the biggest money fighter is always gonna have Tank in it. Even
what's second money fight?
Yeah, Shakur because of Atlas Sheik.
What's the second?
Shakur because of Atlas Sheik.
You think Turkey's still interested in that? You think he like? Damn, I wonder if Turkey's like, we still need that.
That would be wild if he's not interested in Shakur just because he hurt his hand allegedly, which people don't even think is real. I mean, you yourself insinuated that was just him.
I just don't think he's fighting.
I remember you insinuating that was him faking an injury because of the backlash of the opponent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He faked that hand injury, in my opinion, because, as you know, that did 1,000 domestic pay-per-view buys. If Shakur Stevenson was on that card and it probably did an extra 500 pay-per-view buys, we would be destroying him. I mean, social media would. Yeah. A 1,500 pay-per-view guy, we would be destroying him.
I don't even believe that report. Bro, I literally bought that pay-per-view. There's no way that I'm part of the 1,000. Like, come on, man. That's wild. Like, 1,000 people in the fucking U.S., only 1,000 of us was interested. Again, I don't believe that number. Think about it, Tone. How many emails would you say DAZN has for consumers? So you telling me they blasted their email and sent out the same advertisements they send me, and only 1,000 of us paid? It's hard to believe, bro. Hard for me to believe that.
That's what they reported. They said it in 1,000 pay-per-view domestic buys over here in the U.S.
Who is they?
Who is the main event? Wardley?
Who is they? Because I did see Dan the Man on Twitter, and I know he doesn't source anyone uncredible, but I didn't see who reported this 1,000 pay-per-views.
Who did report that 1,000?
Exactly. It just don't sound right. It just don't sound right. 1,000.
I think it did 1,000.
I don't know, man.
Bro, who bro, who came to see? Was it Wardley? Who was the main event on that card?
But think about it.
Outside of Better BF Bill.
But think about it. You're saying that there's not 1,000, that there's only 1,000 UK and hardcore fans that paid for that living in America. So no one migrated from the UK. No one migrated from the UK, lives here, and decided to pay for it. None of us hardcores. Only 1,000 hardcores and UK-born, US-living citizens pay. I can't believe it. It's impossible. 1,000 is too low a number. Too low.
I believe it. Who in America on a Saturday was thinking about buying Fabio Wardley pay-per-view fight?
But that's what I'm saying.
Who?
That's what I'm saying. We got a lot of hardcore Americans. Hardcores. You're saying out of the 500,000 that buy everything. You know, think about all the pay-per-views Tank do. The low numbers of a Daniel Jacobson, a GGG, the low numbers of a Sergey Kovalev in the war, that's the hardcore fan base. The 50,000 that bought B-Hop and Shane Mosley, excuse me, B-Hop and Roy Jones, that's hardcores. The 25,000 that bought Shane Mosley and Sergio Mora, hardcores. The 170,000 that bought Lemieux, Triple G, that's hardcores. You telling me none of them dudes came out? We hardcores thought Wardley was a good fight. I don't believe that. That's a lie. Listen, the first fight was good. It was good. And then people thought Wardley was going to lose. Only 1,000 hardcores tuned into that? No, it's not true. It's impossible, bro. This world is too big. We're talking about the entire United States. Any U.S. television, and only 1,000 bought it, it's a lie, man. It's a lie. Shit was $20. It was $20, dog. They lying. They lying on that man. It was $20. I was the main one saying I wasn't going to buy it and pulled the trigger. $20. Like, come on, bro. That's cap. Cap.
Bro, if you walk outside, don't nobody know who Fabio Wardley is.
You're right, because you asking for casuals. I'm not. I'm saying I know at least a 2,000, 10,000, 15, 20, 30,000, 60,000 hardcores kid. That's why we called hardcores. We care about Wardley and fucking Frazier Clark. Like, I don't know. But hey, salute to the Fire Stickers if they really got them that, you know, they did them that bad. Cashman P, what up?
Credit Brunch and Boxing? Who is that? I think they sourced that shit, bro.
Who is that?
IZ, Deo, Yo Facey. That's who Dan the Man sourced for the 1,000 pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
They do Brunch and Boxing. That's a credit. I be seeing them do interviews all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a credible source right there. It might have did 1,000 pay-per-view buys, bro.
I don't know about credible because you're doing interviews. I mean, how many pay-per-view buy stories have they broke? What other pay-per-view buy stories did they have accurate numbers to reference this? Cashman P, who else's pay-per-view story they broke? Do they got
Yo.
Nah,
what you saying? Do you think?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Hold on.
Nah, but yeah, about the topic, man. Oh shit, what happened?
Two-tone fell off.
He fell. I'm like, So about the topic, man. Floyd Schofield. I like the kid, man. But he be talking so much. I want to see him mix it up with these people.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's highly doubtful that he's gonna get a Shakur fight right now. The only way he could go is probably Keyshawn. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Shakur's looking for the bigger fights. But I ain't mad at him calling him out. But it just made me want to see him even more. He's doing his job. Him and his pops.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, that's all I got, though, on that one, though.
All right. Cashman Pete. Salute. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. Jersey Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
All good. What up with you?
He said the man doing his job. He's doing his job, except for fighting people who are halfway decent. Can you pull up his box rec and look at Floyd Schofield's record? Is atrocious, man. As Tone would say, that's nasty work, man. Look at the people he fought, man. Then he like, I want to fight Shakur Stevenson. How would you fight somebody? This dude, this weekend is what, 14-1 underdog or something? Come on, man. Step your game up, then call somebody out. So, for real, when I get off, can you pull up his box rec and run through the guys he's fought? And you tell me who he fought that was good or decent. I didn't say good. His record is atrocious.
I mean, Alberto Mercado. Alberto Mercado is decent, and the guy he's fighting right now is decent.
So why is he such a big underdog if he's decent? I mean, but
Schofield got power. I mean,
to go from what he's fighting to a championship fight, man, ain't good for his career. So if anybody think his dad is doing him favors, he's not. You got to fight somebody before you get in there with the killers. He ain't fought enough. He ain't ready. But if he want to go in there and get his behind whooped, go right ahead. But there's no way anybody who call in this show would think Floyd Schofield beating any of the top 135. He's not beating any of them. Mm. I don't care who you list. He's not. Who's he going to beat, Tone? Who's he going to be in the top 10? Tone, I ask you. Who can Floyd Schofield beat in the top 10 of 135? Who? Nobody. For real, there's nobody he can beat. He got to show something and fight somebody.
I think he beats Andy Cruz.
Oh, no.
Andy Cruz almost got knocked out by Antonio Maron his last time out, man.
He's schooling that young boy. No, he's schooling that young. Floyd Schofield ain't got enough experience. Andy Cruz schools him. This thing ain't going to be close. That's a whitewash. I mean, I'm being serious. Now, you see, Floyd Schofield ain't fought anybody like Andy Cruz with that type of experience, that style. No way that dude, he's not winning.
Andy Cruz don't got no motherfucking pro experience.
Even though he got rocked. You see what he did to that boy after he got rocked. Knocked my man out. All right, Andy Cruz, we'll go one. All right, who else?
Sam Noakes.
You know,
I'll take Floyd over Sam Noakes. I'll take Floyd. That's top 10. That's it. I think him and Frank Martin is a 50-50, like though.
No, sir. And I ain't a Frank Martin fan.
Him and Frank could be a 50-50.
No, I ain't even a Frank fan, but Frank, nah, no, sir. Frank can take that boy out. I ain't the biggest fan, but Frank Ball fought way better fighters than Floyd Schofield. But anyway, that's my time, man. I said, go through it and we can see. All right, have a good night.
All right. Tyron, what up?
Yo, what's good, Ness?
What up?
What's going on with you, man? Shouts out TBV. Hope everyone blessed tuning in. You by yourself, Ness?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, man, can you play the song, man?
Radio number one podcast. Enjoy the show. Great day to talk boxing. No, so white super chat calling. It's the Boxing Boys Radio, number one podcast. Enjoy the show. Like, subscribe.
It's the Boxing Boys today. Let's go. That shit stick on you.
Hey, yo, I'm over here with just vibing, so I was like, I gotta call in and just see you one time. Man, I'm literally on YouTube on my other phone listening to it, man. That is a bop, Nash, for sure. Shouts out to TV. I just wanted to call in and do that, man, one time, man. Salute everybody tuning in. Shouts out you, Nash. Shouts out TBV. Number one, Box and Voice Radio. I don't know if I messed up the words, but shouts out, man. Appreciate you, Nash.
You the man, champ. You the man. Yeah, man. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. He done called for it. You asked for it. We gonna play it. Wrong way. All right, let's do it this way.
Henry.
Hey.
The Cash App is open.
Hey.
Boxing Voice Radio, number one podcast. Enjoy the show. It's a great day to talk boxing. Ness on the mic, super chat to call in. It's the Boxing Voice Radio, number one podcast. Enjoy the show.
Go. Salute. Shout out to Lucky Nine Ways for the jam. We are still taking calls on this Friday evening. We got Coach Sean. What up? Coach Sean. Coach Sean. Yo. All right, no Sean.
Yo.
What up, Two-Tone? You back?
We back.
Coach Sean, you might need to jump out, jump back in. What up, though?
Chilling. Any more leaked DMs? I got to search. Any more leaked DMs?
I haven't seen anything else.
But the 1,000 pay-per-view buys, I don't know, man. Box brunch and boxing seem, they don't seem trash. I got to search if they leaked anything else before, though. But it could have been that Young 1,000, bro. That's very possible. Nobody knew about this fight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about no 1,000, B. 1,000 is nasty work.
Bro, you know the City Girls sold 6,000 copies before, right?
Who the hell is the City Girls?
The City Girls.
I never heard
Young
of
Miami. That's the alleged Diddy Madam. That was the madam for Diddy, allegedly. Then JT, the one that's dating Little Uzi Vert. The little short dude with all the be wearing the purses, the real feminine dude. She dating JT. They got that song, Real Ass B, Give a F About a Ninja. They City Girls.
Never heard
5,000 copies, bro.
Never heard of them, man. Never heard of them, but Matt Bent, we got to that. We got Mossberg with the $5 Australian. Tell him, Tom, that's the Chili Killers. We got Matt Bent right
that's
back
the
at
Chili
us
Killers.
With another $5. Floyd reserved the right to call out Chickenson. He ducked Tanknition to fight a KO victim. Tankful New Year. Yeah, man, everybody's trying to put themselves in position with the right fight, man. I just hope Atlas Sheik makes these dudes get in the ring and swing so we could get past, you know, some of this weirdness. But last call for alcohol. I guess Floyd ain't the one to bring y'all out. But yeah, last call for alcohol. If you're trying to call in,
like it's your time.
Now is the time. But if not, we about to be out. Have an early Friday. TGIF. Nest GTO. Oh, Majid, what it do?
Yo, yo. Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. I think that Schofield, him and his team, his father and them, they just looking for a name now. Because I done heard them talk shit about, I heard them talk shit about Haney and how they take him out. I heard them say how they start Javante in like six. You know, like this dude, he got the weakest scar tissue out of all of these people moving up. You know, he done looked fucked up a couple times. And if he, I mean, I got, it's so many things wrong. Shut up. It's so many things wrong with this. It's like, you know, De La Hoya, he not going to work with, he not going to work with, you know, if he don't do the Zepeda fight, I don't see why he going to even do a Schofield. But I mean, if Schofield want to make noise and actually get Shakur a fight, then, I mean, hey, good luck to him. I don't know what the fuck he thinking, but he know he get chipped up. But I guess if you ready to start getting those L's in the column, get past what you got tomorrow and see what happened. But that boy tripping. I don't believe him even a little bit, Ness. But that's all I got.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. We got Joe Pilot on the check-in.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You about to say something, champ?
I'd be confused. No, I'd be like, what do we want in boxing? What is he supposed to say? Like, all right, if you want to get them L's, then go and... What do you mean? They're supposed to be gladiators. They're supposed to box, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be confused. Don't y'all don't want to see... Y'all wouldn't watch the fight? We just watched McCory fight Homeboy. We just watched Javier Fortuna fight get robbed by Homeboy. What are we talking about? Y'all be in the protection program.
We hear you. We hear you.
Man, I'm with Tone, man. Take the bubble wrap off these fighters, man. I'm throw them in the deep sea, man. See if they swim. Swim or drown. You know, but at the end of the day, it's not like that. You know, sure, we want all the fights to happen right away. But, you know, Kid Schofield, his team has a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested into him, you know. So they're not going to just throw him in there with Tank, you know. And especially if, you know, the problem with Schofield is he hasn't really showed, like, if he has if he can move around that ring, because I think it's easy for you to, you know, jump in and get away with stuff with the Alberto Mercados of the world. But when you get up there and you find a Keyshawn Davis or even a Shakur Stevenson or somebody of that, you know, of that ilk, it's hard to get away with that. And two, I need him to show me patience because he kind of lacks patience in there. He's always jumping in kind of a little reckless. And against a top-notch competition, you can't get away with that. You know, hopefully, you know, but I'm rooting for Kid Schofield, man. Hopefully, you know, I like his pops. You know, he's talking. He's like a Bill Haney, man. Those type of dads are good for the sport, man, because, you know, they you either love them or hate them, but at least you're giving them some type of emotion, you know, and that's important for boxing. You got to give some type of people either heat or cold. And Kid Schofield, too, you know, he's entertaining in the ring. You know, yeah, he's not a maybe the most skilled, or maybe he hasn't shown it. Maybe he hasn't got into his bag that he has to have to show it, but I need him to show me a little bit of wrinkles, you know, not go fully in the bag if he got it, but, you know, show me a little bit. Don't get hit so much, you know, try to not, sometimes he goes in head first. Like if he's a, you know, a linebacker, you got to be careful with that. And, but yeah, hopefully, and yeah, don't forget, we got Conceicao and Foster, man. Let's see if Conceicao can get it again by robbery 2 times in a row, man. Get your ski mask on. You know, Brazil needs a champion, you know? The only champion Brazil currently. And the last one since who? Teixeira? So, yeah, your top rank's trying to, you know, get that fan base in there. You know, get them popping in New Jersey, New York, the East Coast. That's where they at. Northeast. And who else? Yeah, Fortuna, man, he looked like a bag of my goo today, man. Damn, he looked sloppy in the midsection. And, like, bro, he can't think. He can't get away with fighting in that division, bro. He has to go down in weight, bro, because them guys up there, them little slap punches he was doing wasn't doing nothing to Robbie Davis. And, like, we've seen Robbie Davis is not a defensive wizard out here. So if you don't got power to beat them type of guys, bro, you got to move down. You know, take this fight. He has to keep training. But I know it's easy to say for me sitting on my couch, but he's got to try to keep running the miles and try to keep his nutrition in order. He got to stop blowing up a weight. He's pushing 40. You can't be doing this and thinking you're going to boil down to 135. You know, the body doesn't work like that. That main event, like, it's crazy. That other guy, damn, did Belanga ruin McCoy? Man, I think Belanga's the ruiner, man. You know, he ruins fighters. Look at McCoy. He looked like he didn't look that good. Like, you know, Belanga ruined him with that right hand, man. You know, hit him with the Puerto Rico nest, and I'm out.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
I.
The Berlanga Halloween outfit?
Yeah, yeah. He what was that? That was the other Joker though, Suicide Squad Joker.
Yeah, that's the
I wonder if he was Jared mad. Joker. I wonder if he was mad because it's like you played Joker and so did your hater promoter Oscar. You know, Oscar been coming at him.
Oh yes, I've seen that. Yeah. And Did you see the interview with Lamont Rocha? He said he naturally bigger than Gervonta Tank Davis.
Yeah.
So he weight bullying at 130 then. And that's still, what's going on. And still, he's sucking down.
And still only got 20% knockouts.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Lowe's, what up? Actually, 40%, I think.
Yo, where's my nigga Two Tone at?
We right here.
Yo, Two Tone, chillin' killers.
Yo, bro,
you done turned the show into the Yams of Shields, man. The Yams voice, the hip hop voice, bro. Y'all been having some good. Shout out to Ness, the antagonist. Y'all been having some good shows lately, man. This shit feel like Untitled all day. I'm not even calling to talk about this card. I'm calling to talk about Clarissa Shields. I saw her live in Madison Square Garden with my boy King Amin. Yo, Two Tone, she was looking like a certified snack. You heard?
Oh, man. I can't wait to see her live.
Yo, and I got to give you props. I'm taking you in. You one of us. The brothers kicked you out. They threw you out the car. You rocking with the Latinos, my nigga. You rolling with T.O. I can't fuck with Ryan because he did take Oscar in. So you rolling with T.O., so you rocking with the Latinos, man. We fuck with you. I just want you to know that, man. Yo, King Amin. Yo, King Amin, you there?
Negative.
Oh, I thought I heard Amin. Nah, I brought up Amin because I heard that Jessica McCaskill came out of retirement. Is that true, Ness?
I doubt it. I mean, what the fuck? She was retired all but 3 months?
Yo, dog, you know she's actually in the game, right?
What game? The drug
and
game?
That game is no. Yo, le chile. Nah.
What?
Yo, le chile.
Nasty
word. Nah, yo. My nigga, I'm feeling nice, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yo, she's in the undisputed game. I'm done with that game, bro. That shit is trash. I try to make the game nice. I downloaded some fake version of Teofimo Lopez. The game is trash, my nigga. Like, it's too stiff, bro. You can't block him. You can't bob and weave. All you can do is fucking block all day, man. The bobbing and weaving mechanics is too clunky. And if you sit there and press power punch all day, all you're going to do is cheating, man. Yo, where's my other boy at? My boy Pryce, a.k.a. Wisecleft, a.k.a. my attorney, a.k.a. my nigga Troy King, a.k.a. you don't know shit about boxing, blood. Where he at? He ain't there tonight?
Nah, it's just me and him. It's just me and him.
All right, yo, what's the topic tonight, man?
Floyd Schofield calling out Shakur.
Floyd Schofield calling out Anthony Joshua. What's the name? I'm tired of that. We're not in the era of the four kings. We're in the era of the four means. You know what I'm saying? Nobody fighting each other except for Ryan. It's crazy. Ryan's not even my favorite fighter. Shout out to Two-Tone, that's your boy. Yo, Ryan Garcia fighting everybody. But I don't want to hear about these niggas having trilogies on Twitter. Straight up and down. Schofield. He's fighting tonight too, right?
Who fighting Plant?
Schofield needs to see. No, I said Plant. I said Schofield fighting tonight, right?
Nah, tomorrow.
Niggas need to stop ducking Andy Cruz. Andy Cruz. The Cuban Lomachenko.
My man's on the other side of the street. Actually, they all. Yeah, you're right. They all on the zone, Shakur, too.
But you know what? Not for nothing, but Oscar De La Hoya always been one of my favorite guys in the sport. He really left a bad taste in my mouth with that joke that he did. You don't play about God, bro. I didn't like that.
What'd he say?
I didn't like that at all. I don't know if you've seen it, huh?
What'd he say?
Ness, you ain't seen it? Come on, man. He went up there dressed up like the Joker. And he was talking about something about join Golden Boy or repent. Like, come on, my nigga, don't play like that. Don't disrespect Jesus Christ. Because if you do that to another religion, they're going to hang you. Don't disrespect my God. I don't like that. If he would have done that to the Muslim community or another community, they would have lynched him. Don't play with Christ. I ain't like that at all what he did. Him and B-Hop. That shit was corny, bro. Look that up in the press conference. They even had somebody come out there like a nun. They had somebody come up there like a nun. You ain't see that, man?
Nah.
He had the Joker outfit on. Look, I'm gonna find you the link and I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah, but remember that's part night. Of the movie.
What movie? The Exorcist?
Is it?
Joker, Batman. What you mean? Is it? There was nuns in the Batman movie with Heath Ledger.
Another thing, Ness.
Yeah.
Ness, you was asking me something earlier in my DM. You was asking me about Love More Endo. What happened with him? That you sending that shit to Corden? What's going on with him?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, CYP was trying to say he was a bum.
You know, CYP, I don't always agree with him, but I'm going to say that I'm not going to call Endo a bum, but Endo was known for fighting the top guys, giving them good work, but he wasn't really beating nobody. For me, Endo was known for getting knocked out by Cotto. He got knocked out by Floyd. I think he might have got knocked out by Sugar Shane Mosley at 135. He was a good gatekeeper, if that's what you want to call him, or a journeyman. He wasn't no... I'm not going to call him a bum because I respect fighters, but he was, you know, he wasn't no Hall of Fame. If that's what y'all was arguing about. No. And speaking of Hall of Fame,
my argument was that Paulie is retiring with 7 knockouts and he's a 2-time champ, but we might not never see anybody with that little bit of power do that again. And we should respect Paulie as a boxer because what he did is so tough. In that era, he became a two-time welterweight champion. And you know, he called in to shit on Paulie and say he won a vacant.
Paulie's going to be a Hall of Fame, in my opinion, because the fact that he did that with the limited amount of power. I'm going to go on the limb to say that. It's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. Paulie actually got a better win than Arturo Gatti. Paulie got Zab under his belt. Whether you want to call Zab old or not, Paulie was past his prime too. Paulie beat Zab. He also beat the Raging Bull. What's his name? Not the Raging Bull. I'm bugging out. The Pit Bull nigga. You know what I'm talking about? The one that fought Marquez twice. You know what I'm talking about, right, Ness?
Baby Bull.
Yeah, Paulie got better wins. See, here's my thing. Me and Troy had a very good conversation.
He even beat Judah, bro. Like, I mean, it's just crazy that...
That's what I'm saying. He beat Zab. That's what I said. He beat Zab, bro. And arguably, sometimes a loss to add to your legacy as well. Because that loss to Bruno at the time, who was a young so-called Floyd at the time, Broner, that loss was questionable. So you got to give him points for that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't lose bad. That loss earned him a deal with Al Heyman. A lot of niggas don't know that. You feel me? But me and Troy was talking about there's levels. You got a Hall of Fame, meaning you just get into the skin of your teeth. And then you got great. And then you got all-time great. Let me give you an example. That's Arturo Gatti and Paulie. Those guys would get in my opinion, be considered Hall of Famers, right? And then you got a great fighter like Miguel Cotto. He got in, he had his accomplishments, he beat his guys. And then you got all-time great. All-time great would be Floyd, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, because those guys actually have wins against guys that were in their prime when they were past their prime. You feel what I'm saying? Floyd beat Canelo. And the more Canelo does, that's like putting stock in something that continues to win money. The more Canelo continues to do, the better that win looks for him. It's just like Duran. Duran beat Sugar Ray, and Sugar Ray came on to do whatever he did afterwards. So there's Hall of Fame, there's great, and there's all-time great. A lot of niggas ain't all-time great, but a lot of dudes is Hall of Fame, and a lot of dudes is great fighters, man. But yeah, that's my call. Yo, Two-Tone, Chile Kille. And yo, shout out to Clarissa Shields, man. This is the voice of the Yams. The Yams of Shields in the building, man. Y'all stay up, man.
Appreciate you. We got... Go ahead and take him off with that background. Miami Mark, what up?
Nash Cone, what up?
What's up?
What up?
Speaking of the Yams, man, what other fighter bring out the Yams other than Tank, man? You know what I'm saying? That's a question for Tone, man. What other fighter bringing out the Yams?
Nello, there's some exquisite Mexican Yams at those fights. Exquisite.
I'm with you.
If you're going with the Nubian Queen Yams, a couple white Nubian Queen Yams, yeah, Gervonta Tank Davis, definitely bring them out.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So two things I really didn't get to talk on the Oshaki fight. That's going to be a good one. I want to see it. I'm excited for it. And Ray Ford fight next weekend, and I know they got smoked, so we'll see. We'll see if Ray Ford call him out or Oshaki say he wants it. And it's unfortunate because I actually like both of those guys. Those are like two of my fighters that I enjoy watching fighting. So I don't know. For me, that might be a pick 'em. But on to the topic. For sure. I didn't hear what you all had to say about Tank and Floyd Schofield. I mean, Shakur and Schofield. But how y'all feel about that being like I'm not going to say a warm-up for Tank, but like an introduction to, like, you know, a guy who's brolic, who's going to press you and push up on you for the whole entire fight.
I mean, in theory, it's a good fight, you know, but we got to see is Schofield going to be Schofield versus an elite-level fighter. Like, you know that Shakur can slow everything down because of how good he is. Can Schofield keep that pressure on that level versus a Shakur, right? Can he do what he do the way Calvin Ford's not confident they can do what they do?
Right, right. And if he does it, if he does do what we assume he will do against Schofield, will we bury that De Los Santos performance? Will we bury it? Or are we just still going to hold our hats
on
that?
I don't think we'll bury it because I'm not a natural-born hater, but I'm a very good devil's advocate, and it's like De Los Santos got more experience than Schofield. Remember, he beat Rayo already.
Facts. Yeah, and Rayo's a champ now.
Yep.
So, okay, yeah, man. We'll see, man. That's it, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. Appreciate the second show, man. And shout out to the Yams out there, man. Shout out to Tone. Shout out to Nats. I'm out.
You may feel like it's your
time. Miami Mark. It's so crazy. But it's not your time. His name Miami Mark, that he ain't jumped back on after the disconnect. He sounds so much like Keem at the end. You heard the Florida in him. Mr. Perfect, what up?
That's crazy, man. You really gonna talk about Floyd Schofield, bro? That's crazy, bro.
What you mean you really gonna talk about him? What you mean by that?
And then you say you gonna have a Floyd Schofield fight chat.
Hell
like,
yeah.
What?
Why you hating on the fight chat?
Bro. That's tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Oshaki fight tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So you gonna watch that over that?
I was gonna do them all, you know. I mean, I'm doubting Schofield and Foster gonna be at the same time.
But we gotta stagger.
They gotta stagger.
Hey, man, they better be an Oshaki fight check, bro. Live check. Like, what is going on? What is you putting Floyd in? He's not even the biggest fight on his card.
Yo, his
it's
card.
Undisputed
his card is better. His card is better
it's
than the top ranked card.
Undisputed Gabriella Fandora is in the undisputed fight, bruh.
Yeah, as the undercard.
That's killing his fight.
As the
fight
under.
Belt.
It's the undercard, though, champ. It's still the undercard.
That's because it's a female. That's still a bigger fight than that.
It's still the undercard
like, on,
to the
bro.
Smaller fight. So how relevant is
like,
it?
Like, nigga don't got no push, bro. Like, that's going to be the best fight on that card. He might get his ass beat. And you better put Oshaki, Foster, and Costasai as that fight check. Don't put Floyd in there. You better put Gabriel Fandora in there before him. Undisputed fight, like. Shit getting out of hand, bro. But yeah, I don't even. You watched that interview? That Floyd interview? I didn't even know nobody watched that. What'd he say in the interview?
Hey, yo, what's up? What's this? Because you like Shakur, you hating on Floyd this part?
No, I'm just saying, bro. I ain't even
he
know.
He said you
watched
it. Like, what you mean? He fights Saturday.
I'm asking you, bro. It's Friday night. Like, you watching that nigga interview on a Friday night, bro?
I'm a hardcore.
Hey, didn't Jacquees shit? Didn't Jacquees $1 million worth of game interview drop?
You're terrible.
That Jacquees album just dropped too. Jacquees never misses, man. He never misses, bro.
Wasn't he R&B?
Yeah, he R&B. Yeah, he R&B.
No, I ain't saying so.
Oh, so
I'm
you
looking.
Can't listen to...
No. I was just saying the other day. I'm looking for more R&B. I remember he came up under P. Diddy though. No.
He signed to Cash Money.
Nah, but he was first with Jacquees was with P. Diddy, right? Or dating one of the girls from Danny the Kane.
Nah, Jacquees a young nigga. He just had a baby with Deion Sanders' daughter.
Damn,
hey,
really?
Out, bro.
Yeah, but he make 90s R&B though.
Fact.
Yo, Mr. Perfect, T and Skrilla was out here last night. Yeah, they tore that shit down last night. They had a free concert out here.
Big time watching Detroit, I'm out, man.
Peace. Yeah, bro.
All right. I got to see who this Jacquees character is now. I thought it was the dude. I thought it was somebody else.
Nah, Jacquees, he got that, he young dude, but he got that night, he made that 90s R&B. You heard of October London?
October London.
Bro, hold on. Let me tell you the album to get. Let me tell you.
Bro, I listened to the Fayez dude. I ain't get past one song, and it was the one you recommended.
You did the playlist?
No, I went straight to the one you recommended. I'm like, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again because, you know, as always, you always got to give her that second listen. But I'm just old, man. I'm into that. I'm into 90s R&B, man. Like, I came up with Aaliyah and Mary J and Mario and Neo and, you know, like, real R&B artists. Like, what's my man old head, Keith Sweat? I want your body for me and you. Like, yo, come on. Y'all don't got, like, I came up on Donnell Jones. Like, it's different. Y'all trying to recommend bullshit music, man. Shit, garbage. Shit ain't hitting right, bro. It ain't hitting right. Shout out to Lloyd, you know, Mario, Neo. Fuck, I was listening to Mike Jackson the other day, man. He had that song with what was it? What was it? Chris Tucker on an intro or some shit? Like, I bet you can't get that girl. You say you don't know? You don't remember that skit? You ain't music.
Remember that skit.
You ain't
no,
music. You don't know fucking Chris
What's
Tucker
your favorite
and Michael
Jackson album?
Bruh, how you don't know the Chris Tucker Michael Jackson skit? When he like, Michael, you can't get that girl. When he like, yo, you can't get that girl. And he like, I bet you I get that girl.
Oh, Rock Your World. yeah.
Yo, man, I bet you remember. Nah, I got garbage music right now. It's hard because I sound like old heads in my era, but it's just crazy how music just is turning into garbage. It's fucking
Bro. Get on that October London. He dropped the album called The Rebirth of Marvin.
I'm about to go to my Apple Music right now, man. See what's going on with this shit.
I just text you two joints in the Brent Fayez playlist. You can't go to the album. I just sent you all the best Brent Fayez songs in one. So you just got the playlist. Oh, yeah, and I got to send you the Jacquees, too.
Updated 2 weeks ago. See, I feel like I heard these two, Clouded and Been Away. It wasn't hitting like that. It wasn't like Mario. It wasn't like a Lloyd. Like, it ain't hit like that. Like, he ain't a genuine. Like, yo, the other day I was listening to Genuine, bro. Like, I'm old. Like, I unfortunately, you know, younger people laugh at older people every time older people say things like, you know, oh, my era's better or it ain't like my era. And it's, I get them now. I understand. You know, like there's people that thought Luther Vandross was better than a, you know, whatever artist I'm mentioning, you know. I'm vibing to them. I tried. I'm going to try again to Been Away. I tried it in the car, smoking an L on the way somewhere. That shit was supposed to slap.
It wasn't the Brent Fires with the L wasn't slapping? Oh, damn.
Not that. I went straight to Been Away. I went straight to that one. It ain't do it. But I'm going to try it again.
Nah, go through the playlist. What about, you like Tim's?
Tim's?
The Afro Beats.
Oh, I like Afro Beats, but I ain't never heard of Tim's. Let me check them out.
Bro, no, that's female. Female.
Bro. Tim's.
Magical. Magical.
Gag.
You heard Drake and Future song, Wait For It? What's it called?
You talking about T-E-M-S. Go ahead, Tank. Tank. El Tanque. All right.
Yeah, Tim's is magical, bro.
All All right, you sent those playlists. Tank, you're going to have to jump out, jump back in. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Yo, what's up, bro? Y'all seen that Duarte's opponent fell off, bro?
Hell
now he's fighting
the
Ukrainian?
Yeah. He's fighting Bakhtir Akhmadov, which is a good fight. That the dude fought Barrios. I said it on the morning show, but I'm
yeah, bro. That's I missed it, bro. That's a barn burner right there, bro.
Yeah, but I'm sad for Sims, bro. Like I don't understand. Like this, that's Duarte was the biggest fight of Sims' career. Like Duarte is bigger than Elvis,
undisclosed, undisclosed injury, right? That's what I read.
Yeah, that shit sound fake as hell. Undisclosed. What the fuck is that? That's why I'm like, what's going on, bro? Like, this is this dude's shot. He been on the bench and had, you know, like he was with GH3. Like he struggled. Like I can't believe he find. And this, yo, think about it. It's Turkey out of chic money you pulling out of. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's a really.
That's a badass fight, though, man. That might be fight of the night that day.
Really, sideball, not explainable. I don't get it.
Yo, man, hey, let me make my picks for tomorrow, bro. We're gonna go with Baez, man. I just seen that Dominican kid, man. They got him pretty highly favored, bro. I think Baez is like a plus
Santana?
400 out here, bro.
Santana.
Santana versus Baez.
I mean, Edward Baez is, you know. He's a tough vet, but he's not like that dude.
I mean, but it's Santana like that, because Baez is a proven fucking fighter, man. His losses have came to, you know, pretty good fighters. Angelo Leo, the most recent one, current champion with the fucking crazy knockout. Is Santana really like that? I don't know. I don't think so. That's my lock-in for the upset, bro. But you know what? I'm gonna stick with Murataya just because I don't think Perez is gonna knock him out or outclass him. And you know how it is. Them Mesas, bro, the judges are always on their favor. Them close cards, they ain't gonna give it to you. Oshaki and Concecia, bro, I'm taking Oshaki, bro. I feel like the dude, like I said on my last call, he's a dog when he needs to be one. And this is a fight that he needs to be a dog and do more. And I learned that shit when he fought Rocky, like I said. When his trainer told him, you're down, man, this dude came in the damn round. And what he do next, man? He started putting the beats on him. He took more risks. Dude did what he had to do to win, and he's going to do it again, bro. We're going with Oshaki tomorrow, too. That's crazy, though, bro. I think Top Rank's card is better than the Golden Boy.
Really?
I don't see it, but is there any fight on there that you think we could see, like, you know, the B-side win? Shit is heavy, like, heavy.
On the Golden Boy? On the Golden Boy card, Jairo Calderon could win.
Hmm.
And David Stevens, too.
That's the dude, what's that dude's name, bro?
And Fulgham.
The Tudor.
Yeah, Tudor. And Fulgham is in a good fight. I don't think Christopher Pearson could win, but if a Fulgham is about and this is a lot of pressure, but it is about can he get the knockout?
You know what? I like Fulgham, bro, but I don't think he's punching like that. I've seen enough, bro. I've seen enough to
Yeah, but he dropped really down. This is 68. This 68.
But he's been fighting at 68, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because
the Fox and the Vaughn fights was at 68. Damn.
Yeah, he's still kind of green, bro. I saw a lot of stuff that he needs to work on, bro. I mean, we'll see though. If he does get the stoppage, then that's cool. But I don't think so, because I don't think he's really punching like that, bro. Shit, what does Schofield say that Shakur is scared of him or what? Was that what the show's about today?
Called him soft.
Damn, bro. I'm still yet to. I need to see Schofield in a good fight. Yeah, bro. I don't know what he is.
Yeah,
don't know what he is.
I mean,
bro.
That's what this fight is, right? You know, Tellus is a good fighter that should give us some answers. And
I was upset that he didn't end up fighting Perez, and JoJo got that fight.
If he could stop. This guy, that's a statement.
You may feel like it's your
hey,
time.
Have a good one.
You too. What Pac, what time? Up?
Pac, what up? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I hear you.
Man, I hear you, man. It was last call for alcohol an hour ago, and myself, along with many other callers, we pushed one, bro, because we wanted to tap into the best show ever. TBV was good.
Chilling.
Hey, but look, just off rip, I watched the highlights for the Schofield fight, and, I mean, it was a good fight, don't get me wrong, but I'm the type of fan where I'll watch you when I gotta watch you. You feel me? And I like that his name is being thrown around. I like that his name is being thrown around with like certain names, and I'm excited because it makes me excited for the future of boxing. Like I get to see how this shit's gonna all play out. But yeah, like I really want to emphasize that. Like I really do hate when fighters fight like no name people because it doesn't grow their profile or nothing. It just seems like a big parade for their family, which is okay. I mean, call a spade a spade, you feel me? But anyways, moving forward, I hope his name does get in, get tossed around with some big names like Shakur and other fighters. The thing is, it just needs to happen. Fighters like Shakur and Tank, they're kind of, as a fan, they're kind of drying me out, bro. Like, I know Shakur's injured or whatever, but it's like their inactivity, it just stalls me out. And I get it, boxing's like a hard sport, but I mean, before I say what I say, it's easy for me to say all this, like as a fan, you feel me, a spectator. I don't know the behind the scenes of how difficult it may be to navigate your career. But that being said, I just hate how they're stalling out. And that's just many other fighters. I'm just calling out those fighters because they're the top tier in the game. But yeah, same with Devin Haney. So many other fighters. Like, we just need to keep the show going, keep the show moving, and fight low-level competition if you need to, but just keep the show going, you feel me? And then one other thing. Two-Tone, you still there?
Yeah.
Two-Tone, what up, my man? I've been rambling too long, but I wanted to say this. I saw your YouTube shorts real quick, bro. My boy Ryan was really doing that a week out before fighting. He was clapping cheeks. He was a week out before fighting Dev Dollars, the Dream Haney. And that's why Ryan Garcia is my favorite fighter right now. Like his uber confidence leading into the fight. And Ness, can we play the conspiracy music real quick? The conspiracy music real quick? Real quick. Because allegedly he cheated. And I don't believe
you
it.
Feel like it's your
I don't
time,
believe it.
But it's not
Let's
your
go,
time.
Baby.
Yeah, man. Very, very relatable, that Ryan Garcia. Very relatable.
Hawk, Maryland. Hawk, Maryland.
Oh.
Yo.
Dad.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Nah, what'd you say?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, what's up, Ness? And
Two-Tone.
Good Friday.
It's cracking.
Good Friday to you, fellas. Hey, Ness, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? Yeah. Most of the fighters that, you know, most of the people in the chat, you know, most of the chat and everything that listen to the show, most of the fighters, they like, you know, we got to pay to see them fight, right? Whether we got to pay for the subscription. Okay. So, but when we call and listen to the lovely, great show of TVV and get the entertainment we get, does it cost anything to hit that like button? Just a quick question.
No, sir.
So it's free to hit the like button to enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. Make sure that's. I just want to clarify that. You know, make sure everybody understood it. It don't cost nothing. All right. With the Schofield Joe, man, I'm cool with it, man. I think all these fighters to stop calling each other, stop just calling each other out and fight each other. Yeah, if
we lose you.
Dropped off.
Call him drop.
Hulk.
We got Galaxy Studios. $2. This untitled today, right? Don't care about a runner. Damn.
Disrespectful.
For real. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and end it. Nobody left. Ness GTO. Instagram and Twitter.
Two-Tone Superstar on YouTube.
Uh-oh. Giddy. Hawk done jumped back on. Hawk, you saved the show. You there?
Yeah, the jump cut out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to make this quick. I want to see. Now, I'm glad that Schofield calling him out. I hope Shakur takes it. Stop playing around out here. These boys need to get out there and fight. Stop waiting for the big payday. Go ahead and make a name for yourself. And then we can find out what you're about early. So we ain't got to put a whole bunch of it don't have to be a whole bunch of hype for a fighter. Go ahead, get far as Shakur, get the young boy out of there. And far as Schofield, get out there and see what you got. So, nah, Schofield will be a good name. I say he should do it. If Schofield look good tomorrow, yeah, that's a good name. I think it'll sell good and everything. So, all these fighters need to stop calling each other out, calling each other names, stop doing keyboard warriors, and make these fights happen. That's my call, Ness. And hit that like button. Cost nothing.
All right. Looks like Tim Boske.
Boske.
Yo.
Yo.
Ooh. Yo, salute to the Magnificent Seven. How come America can't do the Magnificent Seven? That's Boske cooking us.
Yeah, exactly, man. And it's been a long time since an American has come over here and whooped in on any ass. I got memories of Errol Spence, you know, who else? It's been a long time, man. But like I said, man, we're here for the fucking tough fights. Listen, man, I can't agree with Hook. Hook has disrespected me in the past, but like I said, I'm here for boxing and boxing only. You get me? If you take it somewhere else, then we can go there. Like I said, man, these guys need to fight each other. 135 used to be shark-infested waters with Devin Haney up in there, multiple guys up in there, you understand? Frank Martin. Frank Martin's allegedly now moving to 140. Who else you got up there? You got Lemos coming back down. He's at 135 at the moment. Yeah, man, 135 looking kind of sturdy. I'm excited for Floyd Schofield. Yes, I want to see if he's gone back to the drawing board. He's gone back to the laboratory and worked on his craft. He's got good balance, strong core strength. He's a very, in my opinion, he's a great athlete. You know what I'm saying to you? But let's see if he can transition. Yes. Sorry about that. Like I said, man, hopefully we can see him translate those athletic skills into actual real fundamentals of boxing. I want to see him come out with a great jab because he's much bigger than this guy. Giron is very tough, in my opinion, a tough Mexican. You know what I'm saying? He's got a sturdy chin. I want to see what Floyd Schofield's been working on. He does footwork drills. I want to see if he can establish his jab. I want to see if his hand-eye coordination has got any better. I want to see if his boxing IQ, what he can do on the front foot, see if he can fight laterally moving. Because I hate when people say he's a football player. He's a miniature version of Sean Porter. Well, Sean Porter, well, if he is that, that's two world titles. That's two division champion right there. So, yeah, man, it will be exciting to see what Floyd Schofield's got in, got in the bag right there. And I got Conceição, you know what I'm saying, doing it for Brazil. I got Conceição doing it for Brazil, like I said. It's going to be a good matchup. Very great matchup. Like I said, Ness, I don't know how much time I got, but Two-Tone, shout out to you lot for doing your job, doing your work. Shout out to Retribution, Coach Midi, Big Nick, South London. Whether you love it or not, learn to love it again because I'm going to be here. South London. Salute, Ness, man. Salute, Two-Tone.
All right. That does it. That's everybody. And we got Galaxy Studios with the $2. Says Two-Tone and Brother Caesar smoke garbage, not Hardeen. Why would you say that, bro? What's wrong with you? Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Peace.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.